What did Marcion teach that his followers found to be so attractive and his enemies found to be so repulsive? In many ways, Marcion's views, as I've intimated, can be contrasted with the views of the Ebionites. If you recall, the Ebionites saw the Apostle Paul as their mortal enemy. Marcion, though, thought that Paul was the one apostle who rightly understood the nature of the Christian message. Let me give a few words of background on the Apostle Paul. Paul, in many ways, is the most important Christian figure from the first century. Many people think of Paul's importance to be so high that they rank him with Jesus as a second founder of Christianity. Paul, as I pointed out in the first lecture, has 13 of the books of the New Testament attributed to him. He was a missionary and a theologian who was quite significant for the development of theology in early Christianity. Paul, though, started out as a non-Christian. Paul began his adult life as a Pharisaic Jew who, when he heard about Christianity, rejected Christianity as a blasphemy. Paul, in fact, was one of the principal persecutors of Christianity who went about trying to destroy this early Christian religion in the first century. Something happened to Paul, though, which led him to convert from being a persecutor of the church to being the major proclaimer of Christ. Paul himself describes having some kind of visionary experience while persecuting Christians, in which Jesus appeared to him and led him to understand that his persecution of the church was wrong, that in fact Jesus really was the Messiah who had been raised from the dead. Paul, who had been a religious Jew prior to his conversion, tried to understand how Jesus could be raised from the dead and be the man to whom God had shown special favor if he had been crucified. As I pointed out, most Jews thought that Jesus' crucifixion precluded the possibility of him being the Messiah. Paul, though, came to understand that Jesus must be the Messiah, but then he had to understand why it is that Jesus got crucified. Paul is the one more than anyone else who developed the idea that Jesus' crucifixion and his subsequent resurrection is what led to the salvation of the world. If a person, though, is made right with God by believing in Jesus' death and resurrection, as Paul came to think, if a person's made right with God by believing in Jesus' death and resurrection, what about Judaism? What about the Jewish law? Doesn't one have to keep the law? Well, Paul came to think that if a person believed in Jesus' death and resurrection, then there was no need any longer to keep the law. So that Paul differentiated between the law, which was for the Jews, and belief in Jesus, which was for both Jew and Gentile. Jews should continue to keep the law. It's their law. It's what makes them distinctive as Jewish. But Gentiles should not keep the Jewish law to be right with God. And if they thought they had to keep the law to be right with God, then they misunderstood that salvation came only through Jesus' death and resurrection. As a result, Paul differentiated between the law and the gospel of Christ. Many of his writings, such as Galatians and Romans, deal with this differentiation between the law and the gospel. Marcion, who was living about 70, 80 years after Paul, pressed this differentiation between the law and gospel to what he considered to be a logical conclusion, a conclusion that he believed Paul himself had drawn. Marcion thought there was, in fact, a radical disjunction between the Jewish law and the Christian gospel. The disjunction was so severe, according to Marcion, that the God who provided the gospel could not have been the God who gave the law. Marcion came to believe that the law had been given to the Jews by the Jewish God, but that the gospel had been given by Jesus, evidently from a different God. His logical conclusion was that the God of Jesus was not at all the God of the Jews. Marcion maintained that the Jewish God had created the world, had called Israel to be his people, and then given them his law. But According to Marcion, nobody was able to keep this law of the Jews.